Hello and welcome back to Health and Wellbeing, featuring local NHS GP Dr. Nadia Ramjan here on West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Shanae. In the first part of our conversation, we discussed the importance of knowing your baseline health and why prevention is often better than waiting until symptoms develop. In the second part, Dr. Nadia Ramjan looks at the key blood tests she encourages patients to understand, the importance of knowing your family medical history, and why taking an active role in your own health can help make informed decisions alongside your GP. Let's continue the conversation.
So the bloods that I like to discuss with my patients to do your monitoring, to do when you're young and healthier, is to do a full blood count, kidneys, liver, iron levels, sugars, and your cholesterol. That way, we've got a snapshot into your health when you're younger, and we can take a screenshot of those blood tests, look at your NHS app, have an idea of what they are. When you become symptomatic, then you know, you go to your doctor and they say, gosh, your sugars have gone up, or your iron levels are low, or your cholesterol is creeping up. Then we can say, right, I'm going to do these lifestyle measures to bring it down naturally before we go down the medication route.
I see. And is the medication route theoretically the final route?
It's really a decision that you can make yourself. A lot of people are worried about taking medications, and we know that the kidneys have to filter out everything that you take. So many people say, well, let's just stick with natural supplements, diet, exercise, all the lifestyle routes first before we take a tablet. So that's absolutely fine. Whereas others are saying, like the cardiologist, I want to make sure I'm taking this statin so my blood markers don't get to that level. So those clots, those plaques don't warm in my arteries. So he's wanting to do that. So it's really up to you. And it's a good idea to get a snapshot of your bloods to see where you're at. If you're creeping up, or actually your levels are perfect. You have a good diet, you're exercising well, you feel well in yourself, then that's fine just to go with the lifestyle measures first.
Well, that's a lot of information, and it's a responsibility back on the patient for sure. Is it something that someone can actually self-monitor?
So the kits are all very different to what the normal levels are in the NHS, and doing a finger prick test, which some of them are, may not be as accurate as having blood drawn. I wouldn't really want to comment too much on the kits. I haven't looked at the evidence of them. There are quite a few out there that I don't agree with, such as monitoring your menopause, etc. at home. I don't think that's something that we really support, because when we're talking about perimenopause, we're talking about your clinical symptoms. A snapshot of your hormones is not what the British Menopause Society advises. I would say it's a really good thing to go to your GP and say, I'd like to get some bloods for monitoring purposes so I can take control of my health, know what my markers are, so that I can make sure I'm doing as much lifestyle benefits as possible before we become symptomatic. And I would be very surprised if any NHS doctors would say, oh, no, you know, that's a waste of funding or time. We want you to be healthy. We don't want you to be sitting in front of us with high cholesterol, high sugar levels, and a low iron level, and you're feeling really symptomatic at that stage. And another blood test access that's really, really beneficial as we get older and want to take back control of our health is to know our family history and to know what they have suffered with, if they've developed sugar and diabetes at a very young age, or they've suffered with certain cancers. There are blood tests that we can get on the NHS from our GP that do certain cancer markers. And I think this is really important, as we know cancer is one of our top killers, and we don't want to get to that stage. And we know early intervention and treatment with cancers has much better outcome. So what markers are we talking about? So for men, the prostate. Prostate cancer is still really up there with being fatal. So we can do a blood test called the prostate specific antigen. And that blood test can give us a marker, and then we can monitor that. And if you have a father who had prostate cancer at a young age, then as a male, it's a really important thing to get that done and then know what your result is. And then you can get it repeated in years to come and compare that before you become symptomatic. In females, I really do the CA125 blood test, and that's for the female cancer markers. And if you have a family history of a mother with endometrial cancer, or you're symptomatic with bloat and you're a female, I do that blood marker and I can get that back. And it's a really good way to say, right, I'm happy, or let's do some further investigations, such as an ultrasound or something else to investigate that. There are other markers, such as T9, which is for pancreatic cancer, but you would need a strong family history and symptoms in order to warrant that. We don't want to go looking for things if you're not symptomatic. And then the final one that is not a blood test, but a sample of your stool, is called a QFIT. And I've done some work when I worked in public health on bowel cancer screening. And bowel cancer is just still absolutely terrible. And we all know about Dame Deborah, who passed away sadly. And she was young, fit and healthy, good diet, exercise, and she sadly passed away from bowel cancer. And when you go to your GP, we can do something called a QFIT. So they hand over an envelope to you and you follow the instructions at home and you drop the sample back to the reception. And a week later, you've got a result saying it's negative. And that gives us a 99.9% sure that you don't have bowel cancer. And it's looking at a sample of your stool. And it's such a fabulous, wonderful test that gives us reassurance and gives you reassurance if you have a family history of colorectal cancer, that you say, right, well, I did this when I was 40 and it was negative and I had no symptoms. And then you can go back and do it again and repeat that. So I feel these markers and tests are so important to ensure we're in good health and that we're not going down a family history and we can act earlier.
Excellent. And I have to say thank you for putting the responsibility back on the patient.
You've been listening to Health and Wellbeing featuring local NHS GP Dr. Nedia Ramjan here on West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Shinay. Today, we've explored how understanding your health before problems arise can help make positive lifestyle choices, ask informed questions, and to work in partnership with your GP to protect your long-term well-being. Next month, we'll be looking at another important aspect of your health as Dr. Nedia Ramjan continues to share practical, evidence-based advice to help you live a healthier life. And remember, always speak to your own GP or health professional before acting on any medical information discussed. Until next time, thanks for listening.